Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in the book of Proverbs, making our way through, and we should get our way through by the beginning of August, which is super exciting. Today we're in Proverbs 16, verses 17 through 33 in the New International Reader's Version, and it says this: "The path of honest people takes them away from evil. Those who guard their ways guard their lives. If you are proud, you will be destroyed. If you are proud, you will fall. Suppose you are lowly in spirit along with those who are treated badly. That's better than sharing stolen goods with those who are proud. If anyone pays attention to what they're taught, they will succeed. Blessed is the person who trusts in the Lord. Wise hearts are known for understanding what is right. Kind words make people want to learn more. Understanding is like a fountain of life to those who have it, but foolish people are punished for the foolish things they do. The hearts of wise people guide their mouths. Their words make people want to learn more. Kind words are like honey. They are sweet to the spirit and bring healing to the body. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. The hunger of workers make them work. Their hunger drives them on. A worthless person plans to do evil things. Their words are like a burning fire. A twisted person stirs up conflict. Anyone who talks about others separates close friends. A person who wants to hurt others tries to get them to sin. That person leads them down a path that isn't good. Whoever winks with their eyes is planning to do wrong. Whoever closes their lips tightly is up to no good. Gray hair is a glorious crown. You get it by living the right way. It is better to be patient than to fight. It is better to control your temper than to take a city. Lots are cast into the lap to make decisions, but everything they decide comes from the Lord." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for family. Thank you, even if that can be hard sometimes. Thank you for the jobs that you've given us. We pray for provision. I pray for provision for those who are frustrated or are confused or who need wisdom or who just need provision. Lord, would you be that provider for them today? Lord, we want to be honest people. Help honesty to guard our lives. And as we face today, and I know we'll come into situations where we'll be tempted to tell white lies. And so, Lord, would you empower us to tell the truth? Lord, you have told us many times through the book of Proverbs that when we are low in spirit or when we are humble, you are with us, but that you know the proud from afar, and that it is better to be humble than to be proud. So, Lord, give us that perspective today. Help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand, but also help us, you know, it's easy to pray that. Help us to humble ourselves before others. Help us to apologize when necessary. Help us to own our own sin. And when it's been committed against somebody else, help us to be humble enough to confess it. Lord, we want to pay attention to what you're teaching us. And Lord, sometimes you're teaching us through the words of other people. And so we just thank you for, you know, maybe the frustrating people in our lives, because sometimes they're our best teachers. So help us to have eyes and ears to listen to those who are our teachers, even if they come in surprising packages. Lord, we want to have wisdom in our hearts. We want to have understanding. We want to hear from you today. Help us to get to that place where we are quiet and our hearts are quiet and we can hear from you. I know, Lord, this is a busy place and a busy world, and we are very hyper connected to everything that's going on, so much so that we are not spending time with you just quietly. So, Lord, I pray that you would create a sacred space today. Maybe it's in a car. Maybe it's after this prayer. Maybe it's quietly in another room. Maybe it's taking a walk outside. Whatever form it may take, Lord, in that silence, would you speak to my friend? Would you bring life to my friend? Would you encourage them deeply throughout their day, Lord? I trust you for that, and I love you because you love to answer this prayer. Thank you for another day to praise you. Thank you for another day to love you. I don't take it for granted because life is a gift. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lord, I just want to pray some more. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's been one of those days for me. And hey, I didn't know if you knew that I am on Instagram and Twitter, and my handle is at Mary DeMuth. I do a lot of writing now over on Instagram, and so if you want to follow me there, that would be awesome. And Twitter's probably my strongest platform, where I am always on Twitter. And so if you're trying to get a hold of me, that's a really great way to do it. So again, that's at Mary DeMuth. Have a great day.